Today being the sixth day of Ramadan,
1445 years after the hijrah of the Holy Prophet from the holy city of Makkah to the blessed city of Medina, equivalent to 16th day of March, 2024 years after the era of Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the annual Ramadan Tafsir, organized by the International Organization of Tijaniyya Brotherhood in partnership with Tijaniyya Muslim Student Association of Nigeria, Ahmad Bello University Zaria Chapter, at the Faculty of Engineering Mosque between 5 and 6 p.m. ED of Ramadan, continues from the 38th ayah of Surah Al-Fusilat. Our Sheikh, Professor Abdullah Alukina, will conduct the Tafsir, while Ustaz Abdulmumin Yaqub will recite the Holy Quran for us. You can watch us live on the Facebook at Timsan National and Timsan ABU Zaria.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشعة فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، ملك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين، آمين. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الفاتح لما أغلق والخاتم لما سبق الناس الحق والحق والهادي إلى صراطك المستقيم وعلى آله حق قدره مقدار العظيم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشية فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى إنه على كل شيء قدير. الله تبارك وتعالى was telling us about the signs that lead to him. Out of it, ومن آياته الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ إِن كُنتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. إن استكبروا فالذين عند ربك يسبحون له بالليل والنهار وهم لا يسأمون. ومن آياته أنك ترى الأرض خاشية فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء اهتزت وربت. And out of the signs of Allah after the ones we have mentioned to you is this: أن ترى الأرض, that you shall see the earth خاشية in total fear, desolate, nothing on it. فإذا أنزلنا عليها الماء, when we now send water pouring on it, اهتزت وربت, you see it shake and you see it swell up. إن الذي أحياها لمحيي الموتى, the one that brings this earth back to life is one that certainly will bring what is dead to life. إنه على كل شيء قدير. For sure, he has the power and ability to do whatever he wishes to do. On ever anything at all, Allah has the power to do it. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنَّكَ تَرَى الْأَرْضَ خَاشِعَةً فَإِذَا أَنْزَلْنَا عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءَ اهْتَزَّتْ وَرَبَّتْ. Here, you can see that Allah started with layl wal nahar wal shams wal qamar, and he's saying now al-ard, because the sun, the moon, the night, the day, all are serving the people on earth. And since they are serving the people on earth, All is integrated into one. The whole cosmos, like I said before, that everybody should try to learn about something about the cosmos, is integrated into one. In mathematics, always you see, you are doing integration, you are doing differentiation. So that's how the Quran is. The Quran sometimes will integrate everything so that you can see it from a small view. Then it will differentiate it and bring each one out and explain it in detail. This sun that you are seeing is having the earth. The earth on its own axis goes around it at about nearly 2,000 kilometers an hour. But it goes also around the sun at about 110,000 kilometers an hour. And like he said, Allah said, وَجَعَلْنَا رَوَاسِيَ مِنْ فَوْقِهَا وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا. Allah put hills on its left with this speed, and tamida bikum, it does not shake you. But not only is the earth going around the sun, in its going around the sun also dictates the seasons of the year. But don't say the seasons of the year is determined by that. Allah still knows where to put water in. If you look at the ecosystem, the sea or the ocean form over 95% to 97% of the whole of the earth. Which means the area we are living in is very small compared to the ocean. And why? Because وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Everything you see that is living is made out of water. So you need a lot of water. So the water in the ocean has salt, which makes it easier to vaporize and goes up. That on the surface of the earth also vaporizes. That in the plant goes by evapotranspiration. That on the lakes also they evaporate. When they evaporate close to the earth, you now have water vapor. As they rise, this water vapor, they come together, coagulate, and start forming water droplets. When these water droplets become too close together, it becomes dark. You see clouds. You say rain is going to come. Then rain, when it is too cloud, because up there is cold, it condenses and comes down as rain. So most of the time, when rain is falling, you go underneath it, you find the rain is very cold. Because where it is coming from is cold. Here, by the movement of the earth to this round the sun, brings it either closer to the sun, or a bit further away from the sun, or very far away from the sun. And that the earth itself is not completely round, makes part of it to be constant like the equator, and some like the North Pole to be far away, and the South Pole to be far away. All this is designed so that the earth is a livable place that you can have your livelihood. That's why Allah is saying, when the earth moves closer to the sun, you find it becomes dry. To the extent that the earth itself will be in fear. Which means this earth, as we are seeing it, fears. Which means the earth can hear. The earth can perceive. وَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ الْأَرْضُ وَمَا كَانُوا مُنْزَلِينَ. There are people that when they die, the earth will cry. There are people that when they die, the earth does not even bother about them. That's why when somebody who is full of himself, proud, think that he's something, is working on the earth, earth will say, continue, you are coming into me and I'm going to consume you. So this is the earth. When Allah now brings water, you see it will shake, it will swell. Then Allah will say, why is he doing all this? Inna sababna al-ma'a sabban, thumma shakakna al-abda shakka, fa'ambatna fiya habba, wa inaban wa qabba, wa zaytuna wa nakhla, wa hadaik wa gulba, wa faketan wa abba, mata'an lakum wa li'an'anikum. All is for you. So if Allah, that cares for you so much, design the earth in this manner that you are seeing, and the earth is moving like you are seeing, and he cares to bring the rain, and he uses the wind to move the clouds to where he so wishes, and then brings rain for you, then allow things to sprout. All you just do is to go and plant. أفرأيتم ما تحرثون أنتم تزرعونها أم نحن الزارعون. Allah is asking you, those things that you went and you are tilling the earth and planting, are you the one that make it to grow or I'm the one that make it to grow? Who? Allah said he did all this to bring all these kind of fruits for you. Is it enough? Is it apple? Is it grape? Or is it even the grains? All for you and your animals that you also eat. So the one that is doing all this, what problem do you have that you cannot solve? What problem do you have that you cannot solve? Or is it something that you are afraid of that you cannot come to your aid? إِنَّ الَّذِي أَعْيَهَا لَيُّ الْمَوْتِينَ. If the earth can be this dry, can be this desolate, and Allah will bring it to life, suddenly you see it green, then know that Allah, if somebody dies, Allah can bring that person back to life. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah for sure has ability and power over everything.
إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا أفمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة اعملوا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير.
إن الذين يهدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا أفمن يلقي في النار أفمن يلقي في النار يوم خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة إِمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah Ta'ala is now telling us, when the signs of Allah are being rehearsed, when the Quran is being recited, there are those that don't believe in it. There are those that are trying to listen to it so that they can go and distort it. There are those that are listening to it and are in doubt of it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْهِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا. These kind of people that turn their back on the Quran or are trying to distort it or are trying to change the meaning, لَا يَخْفَوْنَا عَلَيْنَا. They do not hide from us in any manner. We are seeing them. Then Allah is asking, أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَوْفِ النَّيْرِ خَيْرٌ. Is it the one that is going to be thrown into fire? أَمَّنْ يَأْتِي آمِنًا يَوْمَ الْكِيَامَةِ. Or one that is going to come on the day of judgment, secure, feeling safe, without sadness. Which of them is better? Then Allah now concludes, إِمَلُوا مَا شِئْتُمْ. I've told you what you will do to come secured on the day of judgment. I've told you what you will do, that when you come on the day of judgment, you will be thrown into hell. Therefore, do whatever you want to do. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Whatever you are doing, Allah Ta'ala is clearly seeing you. When Allah says, do whatever you do, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْمُرُ بِالْفَاشَاءِ. Allah does not ask people to do what is bad. But sometimes, somebody can misbehave. Maybe he went to somebody's house, beat up a person, and the police catches him. When the police bring him to the cell, you are doing beating him. Okay, do whatever you can now. You said you are bigger than him, you are stronger than him. Okay, do it now and let us see. That time, his hands are tied, he's handcuffed, he's in state of fear, he knows he's going to be dealt with. This statement is a statement of pushing you to know that you are not anywhere the time you thought you have power. All of us, be very careful. When you finish eating and you feel strong, don't believe that you are the one that is strong. So you can say whatever you want to say. You can do whatever you want to do. In a short period, hunger will deal with you. In a short period, Allah will bring test on you. In a short period, old age will bring something on you. In a short period, one thing or the other will bring you to know that you have no power. That's what Allah said, Imanu ma jitum. Innahu ma ta'maluna basir. Whatever you are doing, Allah clearly is seeing what you are doing.
إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم وإنه لكتاب عزيز.
إن الذين كفروا بالذكر لما جاءهم فإنه لكتاب عزيز. Inna allatheena kafaroo bizikr, those who that deny and disbelieve in the remembrance, lamma ja'ahum, when it comes to them, know this, wa innahu, for sure, la kitabun, is a book, aziz, powerful, mighty, honorable, respectable, venerated. When you say aziz, it means powerful, it means mighty, it means something respected, it means something venerated. All these meanings is for Quran. The zikr is a reminder. This Quran that you are seeing, it reminds you and guides you to the right path. Surat al-Lazina Anamta Alayhi. The same Quran, like is going to come, Hudan wa Shifa is a guidance and it's a cure. The same Quran is a miracle. What law anna ma'akul. لو أن القرآن سيرت بالجبال أو قطعت به الأرض أو كلم به الموتى. The Quran, the miracle is enough for it to be used in waking up the dead. It's enough for it to be used in causing the rain to fall. It's enough for it to be used in perishing a nation. The Quran, the miracle is it has it, and it has the eloquence. When you are reciting it, you will get respect. All this. Like Itabun Aziz is indeed a book that is powerful, that is mighty, that is respectable, that is honorable. That the Quran has all this. So when if you believe, it's to you. If you don't believe, it's to you. But what is in the Quran, what it has it.
لا ياتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد.
لا ياتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه تنزيل من حكيم حميد. This Quran that we are talking about, لا ياتي الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. As it is being recited, in front of it, as it is being recited, the Quran, no evil can come to it. No nonsense can come to it. No straight away can come to it. ولا من خلفه. Or neither after it has been revealed can it come to it. تنزيل, because it is sent down. من حكيم, from the wise one. Hamidin, praiseworthy one. Here, when the Quran came, it came to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who is Nabiyyum, Ummiyyum, who is a prophet unlettered. Yet, the Quran, read it and check all the histories before it. You don't see it contradicting anything. The Jews, when they want to know something about their own history, what made them to leave Egypt, when they were in Egypt under the yoke of Pharaoh, they did not know the detail. It is the Prophet they came to ask. And the Quran produced Surah Yusuf that explained to them in detail what happened. They want to ask about the rule of Ashabul Kahf. They had it in their own, but they have mismanaged the history and they don't have it complete. It's the Quran they came to ask. The Quran is the one to tell you what happened in the past. How was the world created? How was Adam created? How is the world put together like we are hearing now. Then after the Quran has been revealed, it is finished now. But go and into a laboratory, go and find out your scientific investigate, make your scientific investigation. Whatever you come out with, you will find out that it corresponds to what is in the Quran. If it doesn't, you know what you have said is wrong. Go back and check. So Nayatil Batil Mimbeni Adehi. So whatever is not correct, whatever is nonsense, does not come before the Quran as it was being revealed, either after it has been revealed. Because the person, one that revealed, sent the Quran, Hakimun, is full of wisdom. Hamidun, one that is praiseworthy. So Quran has that. It is the only book today in the world that challenges anybody to see anything in it and say it is batil. You can never see it. Let any book try it.
ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم.
ما يقال لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك إن ربك لذو مغفرة وذو عقاب أليم. أو Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, Allah is consoling the Prophet here. ما يقال لك, this will never tell you anything, إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك, except what they said to the prophets and messengers before you. إن ربك لذو مغفرة. Know that your Lord is one that possesses forgiveness, وَذُو عِقَابٍ أَلِيمٍ, and one that possesses punishment that is very painful. So, O Prophet, have patience. If you see this fool telling you that you are a madman, they have told prophets before you that they are mad. If they say you are a sorcerer, they have told prophets before you that you are a sorcerer. If they say you are not on the correct path, they have told the prophets before you that they are not on the correct path. And something very wondrous, what is being told to the prophet today is what is the same thing being told to the saintly servants of Allah. They say, oh, these saintly servants of Allah, they are playing magic. They are not on the correct path. They are going against Allah. You see somebody displaying Allah inside out, you still say it's going against Allah. These saintly servants of Allah, they are the ones that have the complete Quran in them. In their house is Quran, morning, afternoon, and night. You see them zikr all the time. Since they are giving birth to, they are not bothered about anything but the Quran, the zikr, the message. You are the one that you have gone to live with the enemy of Allah. But you are the one to come back to tell them that you know more than them. After staying with the enemy of Allah and you have been contaminated with what is with the enemy. So whatever anybody is telling you today, even you too as a Muslim, particularly those of you that have taken to the path to be close to God, you will see semblance of what was told to the Prophet. If the Prophet was told to be a mad person, some semblance of it will be told to you. If you are said not to be on the correct path, some semblance will be told to you. But you keep on with remembrance of Allah. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلرُّسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ. Don't worry, your Allah possesses a lot of forgiveness. He will forgive those that are close to him, even if they make mistakes. And he will punish those that are tormenting the messengers of Allah and those that are close to Allah, who knows what they are doing is wrong and they are doing deliberately.
وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا أَعْجَمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ أَعْجَمِيٌّ وعربي. قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد
ولو جعلنا قرآنا أعجميا لقالوا لولا فصلت آياته أعجمي وعربي قل هو للذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون من مكان بعيد. Beautiful, they have passed all this. Allah is telling the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if we were to bring this Quran to you and it's not in Arabic, that is so rich and so eloquent. If we were to bring this message to you and it's not in Arabic, your Arab people would have said, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَا قُرْآنَ عَجْمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ عَجْمِيًّا وَعَرَبِيًّا. Why is it that the verses cannot be explained clearly in non-Arabic language and in Arabic language? Why was it brought in non-Arabic language? قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. Tell them, those who believe in Allah, who wants Allah and they believe in Allah, is to them a guidance and to them a cure. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَا قُرْآنًا عَجْمِيًّا لَقَالُوا لَوْ فُصِّلَتْ آيَاتُهُ عَجْمِيًّا وَعَرَبِيًّا. قل هو الذين آمنوا هدى وشفاء والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى. Those who do not believe, in their ears is heaviness that is put there and it has blinded them from seeing the truth. والذين لا يؤمنون في آذانهم وقر وهو عليهم عمى أولئك ينادون. These are people that when you are calling them, it's like you are calling من مكان بعيد. From a far away place you are calling. Because sometimes somebody is sitting down with you. As he's sitting down with you, his mind is not with you. You are doing one thing, he's doing something else. So all that you say, he's not listening to you, is far away from you. How many times students enter the classroom? Some of them are holding their handsets. They are busy browsing, the teacher is talking. When teacher suddenly asks a question about what he has been saying, the student is blank. As the time the teacher was talking, there are people that they are being talked to from far away, they are not close to the class, even though they are still there physically. Ulaika inadona bimakanin ba'id. The issue of Arabiyun, Ajamiyun, Arabiyun, anything that is Arabic is Arabiyun. Anything that is non-Arabic is Ajamiyun. English, Ibira, Hausa, Fulani, Kanuni, French, whatever it is, if it's not Arabic, it's Ajamiyun. No language is better than real language. Language is meant for communication. But Arabic is better than all other languages because it's the language of the best of the creation. Language of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. When Allah is saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِذِكْرِ لَمَا جَاءُ وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. Wallahi, this book, لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. If it's not the Quran, which book will be able to meet people who are pagans, who are ignorant, they don't know their left and their right, they have no knowledge. Within 23 years, they will be converted from the worst people on earth to the best people on earth. Till today, if a nation decides to hold the Quran, like the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said in one hadith, he said, the minimum knowledge with anybody in my ummah, the minimum knowledge, if a nation will hold it and work with it, said they will be the best people. Because no Muslim does not know that you are not supposed to take alcohol. Every Muslim knows you are supposed to pray five times a day. You are supposed to give zakah fast. Go to Hajj. Muslims know that alcohol is bad, zina is bad, telling lies is bad. This simple knowledge, hold to it and see where you go to. When the Europeans, they came to this country, they met people that can read and write. They met those that cannot read and write. The ones that can read and write, they found them to be in three groups. somewhere in the northwest, somewhere in the northeast, somewhere in the north central. When they went to northwest, they found people that are authoring books in geography, in philosophy, in urban and regional planning, in medicine, in astrology, books that were beyond the comprehension of even the white people that came in, that claimed to have knowledge. Then they were shocked. These people that are authoring all these books, that is the Osman Podio Caliphate. Where did they get this knowledge? Because there is nobody with them, there is no Arab, no white man, no European, nobody. They are the only ones. Where are they getting this knowledge from? Is it from Quran? Is the Quran they are studying? Are studying the Sharia and working with it, and Allah is giving them more knowledge. وَالَّذِينَ جَهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهَدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيَعْلِمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Fear Allah and Allah will teach you. Go to the books of the people in the Osman bin Fodio Caliphate. You will see books on philosophy, books on geography, books on urban and regional planning, books on science, on medicine, on astrology, on difficult subject areas. These people, nobody has come here and yet they have this knowledge. Then they went to northeast. In northeast, they met a different set of people also. These people, they were sitting down, they are competing in what is Quran. They can tell you how many letters of the Quran is in one surah. How many of such letters is in the Quran? How many of these words is in the Quran? They themselves were a miracle of the Quran. And they saw children writing the Quran. What are these people writing? Quran. From where are they writing it? From their head. Are they Arabs? They don't even understand Arabic. They don't even understand Arabic. And Allah gave them the food they are eating. Their schools are free. The Zangaya was free. The teacher is paid freely. Every children is going to school. Till today, the culture is still in Borno. When it is evening, like in Ramadan, now everybody brings his food out and everybody is eating. Anyhow, you go to shop, the food is outside. Everybody is eating. They were asking. Are these people Arabs? They don't even understand Arabic. But they have memorized the Quran. They know every nitty-gritty of the Quran. Nobody can come and tell them, put something in the Quran that is not in the Quran. They will tell you, this is not part of the Quran. Even Alif, if it's not there and you put it, they will say, this is not Quran. They were shocked. If these people are not Arabs, and they know this Quran this much, we know where we are coming from, the Christians are saying. Despite their knowledge, not a single Christian has ever memorized the Bible. No Christian has ever memorized the Bible. No Christian can tell you the words in the Bible, this is where they are. To count it all, they don't even have the original of the Bible. Go to any church, you say Jesus Christ brought the Bible. The Old Testament is from Moses. The New Testament is from Jesus Christ. Let us see it in their language as it came to them. No church can show you. Then where is the religion? But look at these people here, they are not Arabs. But they will give you the Quran, they will read it for me from off head, they will tell you the words where they are, call them what they will say is so many in Fatiha, so many in Baqarah, so many in Al Imran, so many in Surat Nisa'i. So how many times are you going to stop when you are reciting? How many commas are there? They will tell you. How many footsteps are there? They will tell you. And they don't understand Arabic. Then they came to the west, to the north central. They met another class of people who combined these two things together. And they were had military might, like the Nubian people. Military might. They were mining, making war weapons. All sort of war equipment, they were making it. They said, this area, these are dangerous people. There is no way we can overcome this people easily. Till today, they are still playing against Nigeria. Till today, they are still failing. If you hear people applying against Nigeria, don't think it's south, anything south is not. Because they are the ones holding the Quran. They are the ones holding the science of the Quran. They are the ones holding the hadith of the Prophet. They are the ones holding the knowledge of the Prophet. They are fighting the Prophet because they are capitalists. To them, there should be a class of overwhelmingly poor people that are serving them, and they should be oligarchs, rich. And this is what they are also trying to do when they say, privatize everything, so that there will be a school meant for the rich, then everybody is poor. They also come, no, when their children come out, they should be the ones serving where you have good payment, like central bank and the rest. Forget about all this. Hold to this Quran. Let us hold to Allah and the Prophet. Let us hold to Salat. Let us hold to what Allah asked us to hold to. Let's give zakah the proper time. Let's fast properly. Let's go to Hajj when we have money. Wallahi, Allah will raise us above them forever. Despite the fact that they are the ones having all the weapons, they have no rest of mind. We are here, we have our rest of mind. They can plan, gather, plan with our own brothers to bring us kidnappers, to bring us Boko Haram. All these ones that you are seeing, is a plan. But it's our own Muslim brothers that will be used against us. If not, how can somebody say he's fighting for Allah? He doesn't see a place to go and kill people except in the mosque. He doesn't see people to kidnap except Muslims. You now know that he is sent by the enemies of Islam. So then, a non-Arab does not make you not to understand the Quran or to memorize it, because it's Allah that is behind it. Being an Arab does not make you to memorize it if you have no faith. The issue is for the ones that have faith. So, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَا قُرْآنًا عَاجِمِيًا لَقَالُوا لَوْلَا فُصْلَتْ آيَاتُهُ عَاجِمٍ عَرَبِيٍّ قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً. The Quran is for those that have belief in Allah, whether you are an Arab or you are non-Arab. You find the Quran to be a guidance to you and to be a cure for all your problems, to be a miracle for you when you need it, to be the weapon for you against your enemies, to be what you will need even if you don't have rain, when you don't have food, when you don't have clothes. Quran is what you will stay with and to bring all this to you. وَلَيْنُ اللَّهِ مِنُونَ فِي آذَانِ مُوَكْرُونَ هُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ أَمَانَ. Those that don't believe, no matter what you tell them, in their ears is heaviness. Like we said, three things Allah gave to people: sam, wal absar, wal afida, hearing, sight, and the mind. These three things is what Allah gives to you. If you don't commit these three things to Allah, they will work against you. Those of you, don't waste your time. If you are calling them, it's like you are calling somebody who is far away. You are shouting, he's not hearing you. Ulaika inada inadauna min makanin ba'id.
ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب.
فقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه ولولا كلمة سبقت من ربك لقضي بينهم وإنهم لفي شك منه مريب. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب فاختلف فيه. Allah تبارك وتعالى is now still consoling the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. Whatever they tell you, ما يقول لك إلا ما قد قيل للرسل من قبلك. They have told the prophets before you. Look at Prophet Musa. ولقد آتينا موسى الكتاب. We have indeed given Moses the book, فَقْتُلِفَ فِيهِ, and they went to be having to change and become different with regard to the book itself. وَوَلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. If not that our word has already preceded, then these people now that are against you and telling you rubbish, you will have big judgment on them now. لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ. Indeed, they are all of them in doubt. Many who read suspicious about your message. Here, the Prophet is being told, Allah gave a Torah to Nabi Musa. He gave him this Torah, but they are now of different opinion with respect to it. Ask them to bring one a Torah to you today in the language of Nabi Musa himself. Without any changes, they cannot give you. Why? Is it this people that you expect? People that were given book and they were not trustworthy enough to hold the book. They are the ones that will be trustworthy to hold the ideas. Today, the Quran is with us. Which one is easier to hold? The Quran that we are seeing or the ideas in our mind? Is easier to hold what is physical? They were not trustworthy on the Quran that was physical. In their own case, whenever a situation comes, they don't know the answer to it. They will go to the Torah or to the Injila. It's okay, let us change this verse. It's better, it should be like this. Whenever the king wants a judgment that is not in the Bible or is not in the Torah, they say, okay, this judgment will go against the king, let us remove it. That's why when you go now, most of this Bible is the one that was authorized by the kings themselves. The one that was authorized by the king is not allowed. In our own case, the time the Prophet was there, there is what we call Nasikh and Mansukh, abrogated and the abrogating mass. The Prophet, being that he came making tarbiyah, educating people, there are some things that will be agreed, then later on it will be removed. So during his period, some vice of the Quran will be removed and replaced with others, but it's still from Allah. Some will be removed from as a law, and it will still be there to be recited. But after him, it is finished. Nobody can come and touch any verse of the Quran. So Allah has saved us. This Quran has been protected by Allah for us. Nothing can come into it. But that by name Musa, now they themselves, they are in disagreement as to what is the complete Torah. They are also in doubt. But if not that Allah said, that I have already said I'm going to be merciful unto the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. No matter what happens, I'm not going to perish them like the other Ummah. Allah will have come with the statement of the unbelievers today and perish those nations. But Allah has promised, you will not perish the Ummah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. You will stay, you will live, do what you have to do. Maybe you will change, maybe you will not change. Maybe you will be on the correct path, maybe you will not be on the correct path. Allah will give you until the amount of time He has destined for you to stay on earth for taking you. So may Allah make us to be among those that are able to follow the path of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and to follow the Quran correctly.
Man amila salihan fali nafsi wa man asa'a fa'alayha. وما ربك بظلام للعبيد
من عمل صالحا فلنفسه ومن أساء فعليها وما ربك بظلام للعبيد. Here the Quran is now telling us, the Prophet has admonished, إنما أنا بشر مثلكم يوحى إلي أنما إلهكم إله واحد. تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا. Allah has given good tidings. Allah has given admonishment. Allah has given warning. Therefore, it's left for you. من عمل صالحا, whoever does righteous work, فلنفسه. He's doing it for himself. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ, whoever is committing evil, فَعَلَيْهَا, is against him. وَمَا رَبُّكَ, the one that is educating you and is your Lord, This Zalamin, he is never an oppressor, lil abid, to his servants. Here, there are two issues here. We are all servants of Allah. If he likes, and he perishes all of us today, you have no right to say why. You are the one that went to the market. You bought 4 chicken or 4 hen. You brought them to the house. You ask your wife, this one, slaughter it. Make it into pepper soup. Keep it for my friend that is coming. This one, slaughter it. Keep it in the fridge. This one, slaughter it. Cook food for it for me now. You eat it. This one, let it be laying eggs. The one that you slaughter will say, why did you slaughter it? It's your own property. The whole creation is the property of Allah. Whatever he does to it, wallahi, nobody can question him. It's out of his mercy that he gives you that. Select whether you want to come to the paradise and come and stay in paradise. Kullukum yadkhulul jannata illa man aba. Rasulullah said, all of you will enter paradise except the one that refused. So, who refused? All the Prophet said, man ata'ani dakhala al-jannati. Wa man asani faqad aba. Whoever obeys me, he enters paradise. Whoever disobeys me, he has refused to enter paradise. So on this level, Allah has the right to do whatever he wishes with his servants. Laka alhamdulillah aqabta kulla uqubatin nakunu liza ahlan fa amaruna aswa. Sheikh Ibrahim, yes, he said, oh Allah, laka alhamdulillah, all gratitude and praise is to you. Law aqabta kulla uqubatin, if you are to give us punishment, every kind of punishment, nakunu liza ahlan, you will find out that we deserve those punishments. وَلَوْ أَحْسَنْتَ بِالْعَفْوِ وَالْعَطَى فَإِنَّكَ أَهْلٌ. If you are to also to be excellent to us, to be nice to us, to say you take us to brothers, it is you can do something more than that and you don't care. If Allah asks you to do good work, if you stand up at night today, you do 1,000 raka'ah, is Allah going to eat the raka'ah? As you are fasting now, at the end of the fasting, today, when you are breaking your fast, Allah will remove the veil for you in a manner that nobody he removes veils for except the person that is fasting and breaking his fast. But what is Allah going to do with your fast? Is he going to eat it? When you ask somebody to come and work for you on the farm, you need the work. The fasting we are fasting, does Allah need it? We are reciting the Quran, does Allah need our recitation? We are giving zakah, does Allah need it? It's from what he gave me, he still gave out a zakah. If you give zakah of food, where did you get the food from? It's from the earth. Who has the earth? He. Who grew it? He. Who make it to sprout? He. Who brought the rain? He. Who make it to fruit? Allah. Which one is your own? So, it's like when you have a child, you take him to school, you pay his school fees, you give him his breakfast, you give him everything that he goes. If he reads and works hard, is he coming to benefit you with it? It's for him. But what if he does good, you are happy with him. If he does not do good, you're not happy with him. But you ask him to do good because of himself. Therefore, man amira salihan fali nafsihi. If you do good work, if you have been asked to have patience, wala tastawil hasanatu wala sayi'ah, itfa billati ahsan. Evil and goodness, they are not the same thing. If you do good, it's for yourself. You are the one that people will face. Even in this world, if somebody is a liar, and he comes into a place and says, that man is a liar, he's unhappy. Somebody is in government
He fell in a position. He said something. He did not fulfill his promise. He said it. He said they should come and arrest you for exposing him. Which means nobody wants to be described with an attribute that is not good. If that is the case, do what is good. It's for you. If you do what is evil, it's against you. You hear, you can say today, I'm the president, I'm the governor. Why should somebody talk against me? He went to TikTok or what people call it, and he said something against me. Look for him, arrest him. He said, like somebody at one time said to one of the person in the government, said, you have become fat from eating our money. He said, the same that said that they should arrest him. They arrested him and they were torturing him. On the arrangement, you cannot do that. Everybody will see how you did it, what you did, and that day is the day where the total disgrace will be on everybody. So may Allah assist us to good work and assist us to be on the right path.
إليه يرد علم الساعة وما تخرج من ثمرات من أكمامها وما تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه ويوم يناديهم أين شركائي قالوا آذناك ما منا من شهيد.
إلهي يرد علم الساعة وما تخرج من ثمرات من أقمامها ولا تحمل من أنثى ولا تضع إلا بعلمه ويوم يناديهم وأين شركائي قالوا آذنا كما منا من شهيد. الله تبارك وتعالى, these people, whenever they have been called to Allah, they have been called to worship Allah, if you don't do this, this is what will happen to you. What will they say? They continue saying it all the time. You say the world is going to end, the world is going to end. Up to now, the world has not ended. This time we are talking about that there will be a day of judgment. When will it take place? إِلَهِ رَبُّ الْمُسَاءَ. It's to Allah that the knowledge of the hour is with. وَمَا تَخَرُجْ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ مِنْ أَخْمَامِهَا. No fruit will come out from its shoot. وَمَا تَعْمِلْ أُنْسَي وَلَا تَدَعُ. No female will conceive a pregnancy or deliver a pregnancy. Umata amin usallallahu illa bi ilmi, except it is knowledge. Oyema inadihimu, the day when all of them shall be called, ayna shurakai, where are those my partners that you said I have? Kalu, this is what they will say, azanaka. We say clearly, we are announcing, Nami Nami Shay, none of us can bear witness that we have ever said that. Or if it's the angels, none of us bear witness that you have any partner. Whoever says you have a partner, let him come out. The Prophet, after he finished explaining the religion to his Ummah, Angel Gabriel came to him, asked him, what is Islam? He explained to him. What is Iman? He explained to him. What is Ihsan? He explained to him. Each of these is to take care of the physical, the mind, and the soul. But Islam, he said, Salah, Zakah, Hajj, and fasting. All these are physical things that you do. Somebody can see. It's physical worship. But this physical worship is not acceptable to Allah except it is tied to the heart. Then he said, what is Iman? He said, for you to have faith in Allah, in the Day of Judgment, in the messengers of Allah, in the books, in the angels, in predestination, whether good or bad. All these ones are issues of the heart. So the physical worship must be tied to the heart. So that's why you have to believe in what you don't see after the Prophet has told you it exists. Whatever the Prophet tells you, you must believe in it. It's an issue of the heart. Whatever the Quran tells you, you must believe in it. It's an issue of the heart. Whatever the angels say, you must believe in it. It's an issue of the heart. Your destination, you must believe in it. It's an issue of the heart. Then what is excellence? Excellence is somebody that combines this physical worship with the belief of the heart and take it to the level of the soul where he sees nothing but Allah. First Allah said, "Anta abudallaha ka'annaka tarahu." Walam takun tarahu fa innahu yaraka. This is for you when you are worshiping Allah physically in your heart, yet you see nothing but Allah. Once you are in that stage, that is excellence in religion. When you have gotten to the first point of excellence, when are you going to stop? Don't ask for the hour belongs to Allah. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'ni. So when he asked the Prophet, when is the hour? So mal mas'ulu anha bi alami min as-sa'il. The one that is being questioned of the time does not have the knowledge more than the one questioning it. So nobody knows the day of judgment. That's why Allah said, "Wa indahu ilmu sa'ati." This time is with Allah, nobody knows. What Allah knows before even the fruit that is coming out of that shoot, as it's coming out, Allah knows about it. The time is going to come out. Allah is the only one that knows. If you marry a lady, you can say, "I marry a lady, I'm going to have 4 children," like this ignorant would say today. "I'm going to have only 4 children. I will not have more than 4 children. You don't know. If you go and meet with your wife 10 times, is it those 10 times that she conceives? When you meet with your wife, Allah is one that will say whether she will conceive or she will not conceive. Conception of pregnancy is with Allah. You may go to fertility clinics. If Allah says he will not conceive, he will not conceive. You may end up getting surrogate mothers. You may end up getting fertilizer from some other people. But only Allah has knowledge of when and who and what time somebody will conceive. When he conceives, is he going to give birth to the child? What kind of child? Normal child? Super intelligent child? Autistic child? All this nobody knows. Again, only Allah knows. Therefore, don't associate with partners with Allah in any of this. Don't say, "I'm going to the farm. I'm waiting for casters." Forecasting, yes, listen, but don't believe in it 100%. Allah has no partner. Don't say, "This amount of children I will have." Allah has no partner. Whatever you are doing, fatawakkalu, just rely on Allah. Allah, fatawakkalu in kuntum mu'minin. On Allah, put your reliance completely 100%. That's why Sheikh Ahmad Tijani has a prayer that trains the mind and the soul how to rely on Allah. Allahumma alayka mu'awwali wa bika malazi wa alayka itijai wa bika thikati wa alayka itijai wa bika sikati wa ala hawlika wa quwwatika itimadi. All is telling me my standing, my this, my that, even to this littlest. The littlest of moment, say, "Allah, it is you I believe in. It is you I rest it on." Give everything to Allah. A day will come. Whatever you are relying on, Allah is going to come. Those things that you are saying are my partners, where are they? And the angels will announce. We will not bear any witness that you have a partner. You bring it out. Oh, you passed the exam? Yes. What did you get? I have 2-1. You know, I used to read very well. You know, I faced my studies. No, Allah gave you 2-1. Not your intelligence, not your hard work. Everybody sees you, they respect you. It's Allah, not you. Don't agree, don't allow anybody to attribute anything to you that is for Allah. Don't allow anybody to attribute whatever is for the Prophet to you. Like we have said, most of the problems you are having with people today is pride. I am this, Who told you that you are better than anybody? All servants of Allah are servants of Allah. Who is best among them? Only Allah knows. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. The one that fears Allah most is one that is best before Allah. Who fears Allah most? Fear of Allah is in the mind. Then how can you see it? How can you see it? There are people, bang. Our Sheikh Darboji used to tell us. He said after he finished memorizing Quran at the age of about 15, 16, thereabouts, he said, the father said he should be going to different places of Quran and learn until he knows every aspect of the Quran, until he reaches the level that is called Gangarao. He will reach a level where nobody can challenge you on anything on the Quran, you say it. When he has done that and he came and he said he wants to go and study knowledge, the meaning of the Quran, Sharia and the rest, his partners that have studied Quran said, you are going to become a munafiq. You want to leave what is certain to go and study what is not certain? To them, Sharia is not certain. Because to them, Quran is enough. That's just to tell you how some people are so devoted to the Quran that they don't believe in anything except this Quran. There are people who are so devoted to Allah, they don't believe in anything except Allah, no matter what you say. That's why Sheikh Ibrahim again, he was saying in one place, he said, "La ya'lamu al-insanu ma ar-rahmanu yalqa shurura dahika al-insanu." If a man knows who ar-rahman is, even if evil is coming, you welcome evil come and you welcome it, because you know it's from ar-rahman. So therefore, don't associate any partner with Allah in whatever manner, for whatever reason, because you are looking for wealth, or it's your farm you want to grow, or you are looking for a woman, or you are looking for children. Allah knows the time, each everything, Allah will give everything. This is a prophet. He had no child, the wife had reached the age of 80. Allah said he will still give him a child. Who can stop it? Nobody. This is a country, a very ignorant country, fighting Allah. They said, nobody, we don't allow anybody to marry before the age of 18. If a lady marries before the age of 18, we'll arrest the man. But children of age of 9 in their country are giving birth. And they go and they take care of them, put them on social welfare. We look at ignorance. Somebody cannot marry before the age of 18 and have legal children. But you can have illegal children and you will take care of the illegal children. So leave everything to Allah. May Allah make us to depend on Him solely. May Allah make us to hold to Allah as our own place of trust. That's why it's very important to always hold to Hasbunallah wa ni'mal wakeel 450 times. Allah is enough for us. And He is such a great factor that if you hold to, you will have all the blessings you need. Wa ni'mal wakeel. May Allah make us to have blessings of Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah accept our Ramadan. May Allah forgive our parents. We are begging Allah for all we are going to eat, all our seconds of gluten, may Allah give it to us. May Allah make it for Allah also. All we are going to eat, all the water we will drink, may Allah give it to us. May Allah make us to use it for Allah. May Allah give us the Quran and give us the sign of the Quran. May Allah give us the love of the Prophet and give us the character of the Prophet. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala make us to pass this Ramadan more enriched, more successful in the path of Allah than we were before we entered it. May Allah reward our parents. May He forgive our parents. May He reward our ulama. May He forgive our ulama. May He reward our sheikhs. May Allah reward the Sahabas for us. May Allah reward the Prophet for us. Those that are sick among us, may Allah give them good health. Those that have died before this time, may Allah have forgive them. Those that are poor among us, may Allah give them riches that will make them to be better people. All the problems we are in Nigeria, may Allah solve it for us. And may Allah make it to get us closer to Allah than far away from Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala assist Islam. May He assist Muslims. all those assisting Islam and Muslims, may Allah strengthen them. All those fighting Islam and Muslim, may Allah weaken them. All those fighting Palestinians and killing Palestinians, may Allah weaken them. All those that are assisting Israelites, may Allah weaken them. May Allah ruin their economy for them. May Allah ruin their power for them. May Allah make them to be weaker than the weakest in this world. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah strengthen Islam. May Allah strengthen all of us together. May Allah give us light that we use in moving wherever we are moving. May Allah put light in our minds, put light in our hearts, put light in our brains. Jai Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We will leave this world saying La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim sirata alladhina an'amta 'alayhim ghayril maghdubi 'alayhim waladdallin. Amin. Allahumma salli 'ala sayyidina Muhammadin al-fatih lima aghlaq wal khatim lima sabaq nasal haqq bil haqq wal hadi ila siratika al-mustaqim wa 'ala alihi haqq qadrihi min daril 'azim. Subhana rabbika rabbil 'izzati 'amma yasifun wa salamun 'alal mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil 'alamin.